Hi guys, it's Growls, finally. I've tried to record this like 4 times, and there for like a solid week and a half I didn't have a phone and have internet. So anyway. Finally, I'm gonna goddamn record this thing. Hand out the window again, we're hollow like the bottles that we drink. Ooh, the incense smoke is like covering my dogs, and the dogs are just like, what the hell? Hi, beautiful. They're both wearing sweaters. They look amazing. And I like you. I love these roads where the houses don't change. Where we can talk like there's something to say. Anyway, I messaged the thrower of boners. I already forgot the username. Lady Boner Throwaway 86, I think it might be. Anyway. I explained that I was having very, very huge technical difficulties, and I would upload it by the weekend, and the weekend came, and I still couldn't fucking upload it, so finally recording, finally uploading, and I had to fucking redo this thing like 4 times because goddamn file has corrupted or something, and it's very frustrating. Anyway, we're gonna be listening to a mixture of Lord Kanye, because my man Yeezy is in the hospital. And after all his outbursts, I sincerely hope he's well. And I am a Yeezy stan, so don't badmouth Yeezy or Lord to me, you guys. Yeezus. And I like you. Update on my last fucking... Oh my god, the dogs are beautiful. I'm not even high yet, but I will be. I will be. Don't you guys worry about that. So it turns out that he had broken up with his girlfriend, as fucking sketchy as everything was. She told me to go for it and have fun, whatever. I told him I was sorry. Like, I have unwittingly been to other women more than once. And that shit ain't cool. It ain't right. And I told him, I'm like, dude, I'm really sorry. Like, you were telling the truth. I didn't badmouth him. I was just like, hey, don't text me again. And I was just, if you're... So, for some reason interested, hit me up. And he's just like, okay, I will. And he hasn't texted me since then, so it's not gonna happen. So that's what you got there. But I've got 3, that's right, 3 dick appointments this week. And that's what I'm calling my hookups now, dick appointments, because your girl needs her weekly dick. And I don't know if any of these dudes will fucking call me back, but exit it. Nuts are on the highway, we move in the tree street. I like it if you stayed. Oh, and I was gonna fucking do timestamps. And if I could fucking find my motherfucking... I'm cursing a lot. But you guys are used to that, because I have a potty mouth. I was gonna fucking do timestamps. I am gonna fucking do timestamps, and I've written these, like, 3 times. But, you know, 4th time, 5th time's the charm, you know, guys. I'm probably gonna be smoking throughout, and someone actually wrote a question about, like, stereotypes and, stereotypes regarding stoners, so, so it's gonna be fun to answer that when I'm stoned as shit, and I'm gonna be like, you guys, stereotypes aren't cool, but I'm gonna sound really fucking faded, and what's probably gonna come out of my head is just like, you know what, man, I think we all just need to fucking smoke a bowl and hug it out, because that's what I fucking turn into when I smoke a lot. I got crumble this time. So, it's very delicious, and I like putting it in my bowls. And I don't have a lot of weed either, so it's mostly just crumble, the ratio. Okay. So, 4 minutes in, we're going to start with the sizzling cutie, Miss Bacon. Hi, Growls. Do you have a favorite story about your dog? No, but I have a really good reason for not having a favorite story about my dog. The thing about my dog is, I think the sun shines out of his every orifice and every hair follicle. So... he could, like, breathe or just move in his sleep slightly, and I'd be like, oh my god, did you see that? He's just so precious. I think every moment with my dog is my favorite moment. Also, he's a very goofy, very dumb dog, so, it's kind of hard to find a specific story, because he's just so fucking hilarious. So I don't have a favorite story about my dog. I do have 2 favorite stories about my best friend's pug. It's a pug chihuahua mix. So we went camping this May, and she brought her baby boy, her dog. And we ran out of booze the second day, so I went to sleep early the second night. the third day we were leaving. So third day I ended up getting up really early, and her dog had slept with me. Ended up getting up really early and hiking down to the lake. Not really a hike, more like a walk. Walking down to the lake with her dog. And I brought an outdoor blanket. I'm going to set up the scene because I need you guys to understand the fucking perfection of it, okay? So I packed this this day backpack with sunscreen, water for me and the dog. Might have had a snack or two. I don't even remember. An outdoor blanket, sunglasses. I think that's about it. Anyway. Oh, and my weed bag, which at the time was a very cute paisley colored thing that was decent size. It had my mini pipe and my bud. And so that's what I had. The windows are open because I'm going to smoke. So you guys are going to hear lots of sirens and shit passing by. Like so. Okay, so we spent a few hours there. I let him off leash, and about, hold on. Like that. You know you're being ridiculous. Every time it's always a fire truck that has the longest fucking siren, and that's the one that sets off the dog. So you guys got to hear my dogs howling. Okay, so we're at the lake. I let him off leash because he's a generally good dog. He's very extra, but he listens to me. There is no one else there. It's like 6 a.m. I'm just lying in front of the lake, and the sun is rising over the mountains. So sun in my face. So it's very great. Dogs really do have it figured out whenever they sleep in the sun. It is amazing. So, I'm just chilling with my top off. I had a sports bra on and my bike shorts, you guys. I'm not just chilling topless at a fucking lake. It's weird. I was the only one there because it's super early and a few fishermen, like, way on the other side of the lake. So, I'm just chilling. And I realize I'm smoking some weed, I'm just chilling with the dog, and he goes to wander. There was, like, a big-ass fucking bird that he saw, and I think it was a heron, a stork, a waterfowl, a white waterfowl, very gangly, and I went to chase it, and I was like, oh, he'll be back soon. 5 minutes passed, and I'm like, okay, smoke another bowl, 10 minutes, 15, and I'm just like, shit, and I had smoked Pineapple Dream, and it's a sativa. And I was like, oh my god, what if the heron took him? I got really paranoid. I was like, oh my god, what if the heron took him? And what if he's splashing in the middle of the fucking lake? And what, I can't swim. My best friend's gonna kill me if I don't try to fucking get him. I'm gonna drown and he's gonna drown and then she's gonna be sad because we're both dead. And so I'm like walking around the lakeside calling his name. And he finally fucking shows up with a fucking goofy ass grin. And sand all over his face. And I'm like, you stupid motherfucker. You've been eating sand. And to prove me correct, he immediately ate sand in front of me. And I was like, no. So put his leash back on. And I was like, you lost leash privileges. And he just chilled with me for the rest of the day. Did some yoga as the sun rose. Smoked more weed. Sang. Even if it's badly. It was rather bad. But it made me feel good. It made my heart feel good. And that's what I did then. And that's one story. And another story is, it was the day before. No, the first day we got there. My friend immediately set to work to getting us drunk. Because it's camping, and that's all we do when we camp is get drunk. And, so we're all day drinking. We're like, huddled. We'd reserved, like, a clearing, so there were, like, some picnic tables around. We're sitting at one of those old-ass picnic tables, and we were facing the lake. Our clearing wasn't that far from the lake, so we're like kind of on top of a hill. I don't know what you would call it. Anyway, but there's, like, there's us at the fucking picnic table, and then there's, like, a 5-foot drop-off, and then there's, like, a path, I guess. Anyways, we didn't notice that, we let the dogs just kind of go loose when they're, on the clearing, and no one make me feel bad about that, because I'm not the one that fucking, I'm not the one in charge of that. I just try to make sure they don't get run over whenever someone fucking gets their car out. So we didn't notice that her dog was gone, and we're just chilling, we're drinking. I think we might have been playing quarters or King's Cup or something. Or was it Never Have I Ever? I don't know. We're a bunch of kids that are in our 20s. We play a lot of drinking games. So we're pretty buzzed, right? And then we see movement, like, down on the path, and we're like, what the fuck is that? That looks like a fucking, what the fuck? Like, we're gonna see a raccoon or something, right? Cool nature, we're drunk, yeah. And then what comes trotting out from the trembling underbrush is her fucking dog, and we're like, what the fuck? And we're like, get over here, get over here. And we finally get him, we get him. He got up pretty quickly, we get him, he was really excited. He's like, why is everyone making such a big fuss? And what we figured is, he pretty much hiked down to the lake, and then he came back, and I was like, I hate this fucking rat-ass dog fucking just going everywhere. Like, how did we not notice? And I was like, look, he probably got another family to adopt him. And, that's what happened. Oh, she also has this really, really big dog. She's had this dog forever. She is an absolute bear. And she was also running loose, because she's very gentle. And, one of our friends had to leave, like, the day after, so he only stayed that night with his boyfriend, and, his boyfriend's pretty hungover, so he was, like, walking around at, like, 5 a.m., and, when he came back, he, was, like, 5:30, a couple of us had already gotten up, mostly me, because I was too grossly hungover and I wanted food. He's like, hey, I just saw Mimi's in the parking lot, and I was like, what? Like, yeah, she was just wandering around the parking lot. And there is a parking lot, like, half a mile from us. You know, because it's a campground. A bunch of people want to fucking park their shit. And it was an empty fucking, is an empty parking lot. And she's just there. She was, like, coming back up from the lake. And I was like, what the, these fucking dogs. All right. So those are two favorite stories. Three. You guys got three, because I don't have any about my dog. I'm sorry. What is your preferred method of ingesting herb? I really like, vaping, oil, herb. Second favorite's gotta be bong, which I'm gonna hit soon, I promise, after this one, I think. What are your favorite high activities? Sex is always number one, but since that's not always an option, masturbating, and then knitting, and then binge-watching horrible sitcoms like Fuller House. I once got really stoned, and I made myself some dope-ass fucking coffee. Like, the legit kind where you have to grind the beans and pour over and everything, you guys. Hey, if you start barking, I'm kicking you out of here. Old man. Viejo. Gordo. Gordo trans. Oh, he thinks I'm my dad. I had this sick-ass motherfucking coffee, and I drank it all. And I smoked, like, 3 bowls. And then I was like, yes! It's about to be a good day. About to fuck it up. This house is about to be clean. Top to bottom. Yes! And then 2 minutes later, I realized that my heart is racing. I can't stop twitching. And I'm fucking scared. I'm the only one home. And I'm fucking terrified. So I wrap myself in a blanket. And I spend the entire day watching the first season of Fuller House, which is an amazing show, by the way, you guys. I already said knit. I like to walk with my dog. Lately, I've been packing some bud and some crumble. And, we walk. We walk, 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 walk. Yesterday, I went to Starbucks, and I got myself a latte, and after walking my sister to the bus stop, I chilled in front of an elementary school that's close by. It was like 7, by the way, so I'm not a fucking terrible person that smokes around children. And I just kind of listened to music, and I smoked, and it was great, and I walked home, and I was like, and it was like, it's like 3-4 minutes away from my house. It was a quick, nice walk. And I looked very good. I looked fresh to death, which is why I went to the Starbucks, because it was awesome. And I wanted to flex. My dog also looked very nice. And then the day before that, I got really high at my friend's house and I didn't want to go home yet. So I went to Starbucks and it was raining. And I walked in the rain like a block from his house to Starbucks. I got there, I got my thing, and I left and it was still sprinkling. And I just enjoyed my coffee. And I took lots of nice pictures on my Instagram. My Instagram blew up those few days. My Instagram has blown up. Yeah. What are some songs you can always count on to lift your spirits? Lord. Because I'm listening to Lord right now. Fucking. Hold on. Okay. We're going to go. I'm going to pull up Lord. But The Mountain Goats, This Year, Always. I broke free on a Saturday morning. I put the pedal to the floor. Headed north on Mills Avenue. And listened to the engine roar. Do 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 do. Okay. My broken house behind me and good things ahead. A girl named Kathy wants a little of my time. Six cylinders underneath the hood, crashing and cooking a hall. Listen, I dropped my fucking phone. Okay, 400 Lux by Lord and Bravado. Bravado always. Good mood. I have Yeezy on here too, I know I do. Come On Eileen, Dexy's Midnight Runners. Monster by Kanye West, obviously. Famous Last Words, My Chem. Also Teenagers, My Chem. Rebel Rebel, David Bowie. Not Blood on the Leaves, because that song's a banger, but it's like a really sad banger. Let's Dance, David Bowie. Nothing off Black Star, because that album was depressing as shit. Amazing, but depressing as shit. Let's see. Don't Tell Dave, Dance Game Dance, Strawberry Swisher Part 1 and 2, Carl Barker by Dance Game and Dance, I'm Down with Brown Town, Dance Game and Dance, I think that's, What's Up, Four Non-Blondes, Starboy, The Weeknd. That's a more recent song. I think that's all I got right now. if I hear Taylor Swift, though, I'll just immediately perk up. And I'm like, yes. Oh, The Queen of Peace, Florence and the Machine. Always Florence. Love, love, love Florence. I'm not even high yet, guys. I'm so sorry. It's just early and I haven't eaten yet. It's not early. It's 10 now. Been up since 6. Ugh. So The Queen of Peace, Third Eye, Florence and Machine. Florence is just so great, I love her. Ghost by Halsey. Not New Americana, it's so fucking annoying. What the fuck's the other song? There's a song that she's got with a fucking dope ass beat that just, I can't remember right now. Yeah, those are the songs off the top of my head. Okay, so, 18-3, yay! Okay, and the next person is Little Trash Goblin. What genre of stories do you like to write? I don't know if any of you guys read David Sedaris. Like, slice of life stuff. Right now I'm really into, like, incorporating surrealism into my shit, drug horror is another thing I've been working on, but yeah. How did you get into recording? Okay. So I messaged this GWAer that I loved his audios. I still do. I had a crush on him for a little bit. I don't now because I know him too much. I think I know him like a person, so I can't have a crush on him. That's gross. And I don't know, we talked more and more and more, and eventually I just decided, okay, fuck it, let's record. And so that's how that happened. Sweaters or hoodies? Which one's better? Hoodies, all the way, homegirl. Hoodies. I don't know if you are a girl, trash goblin. I'm sorry if you're not. Hoodies, 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 always. I fucking love hoodies. So that's that, 1942. Okay, so next person. It's Sparkle Extreme. Clocking in 1950. What's your favorite sweater and or jacket out of your collection? You can only pick one. Okay. my answer for the past three times I've tried to record this is this black jacket that I've had since high school, like the beginning of high school. Actually, my sister had it before me, and then I started wearing it in high school. Anyway, right now it has a bunch of pins. I want to put patches on it, but my sister bought me recently. We like to thrift shop, so go to Goodwill and shit. Recently, my sister bought me this LL Bean jacket from Goodwill. It's navy blue. It's got this really dope collar. It's got a lot of pockets. It's really big, so I wear it like a overcoat. It like hits just a little below my butt, so it looks nice, and it's very warm. It's very comfortable. It's fly as shit, and I've worn it twice. I've worn it three times the past 2 days, and I love it so much. And it is Jesus, and that is my favorite one. And it's fresh as fuck, and that's my favorite one. What is something people usually can't guess about you? GW doesn't count. Okay, if you will give me a second, baby grill. I said baby grill. You didn't fucking mishear me. I like calling my friends baby grill. The other day, my friend texts me, and she's just like, "What's up, baby grill?" And I was like, "Yes, it's working. You guys are really listening to my shitty-ass fucking... shitty ass slang." Okay, I'm gonna put on another song and I'm gonna take a fucking hit. And then. Okay. I have Hempwick and a really cool lighter. It's also a great song. To you or your friends. I read The Roast of Halsey. Really fun. Really. Doesn't have to do with me, but I read The Roast of Halsey on Popheads, and someone was like, it's like Halsey heard Pure Heroin and thought, I want to make that, but bad, and I'm just like, stop being mean to Halsey. But this brings to mind that Pure Heroin isn't a fucking amazing album, and I want Lorde's second album now. Okay, I'm gonna take a hit, and I will answer your second question real quick. Oh, okay. Oh, Jesus, I'm gonna fucking die. It's a lot of crumple. Swish foot, it's a back, it's a moon eclipse, wow. In your bloodstream, shoving the bad of us that happens before your eyes. A hit because I thought it'd be funnier for my answer. People usually don't guess that I smoke a lot of weed. My weed consumption has fucking gotten a lot higher and I need to work on that. But the weed. Everything else is pretty normal, I guess. It's a song you've been listening to on repeat lately, Starboy The Weeknd. Jesus Christ, I fucking love Daft Punk, and I love The Weeknd's voice, and so that song is just fucking ear sex to me. It is. Speaking of ear sex, Arctic Monkeys, anything off of AM. Whew. Whew. God, I love Alex Turner. He's such a fucking sexy asshole, and I just don't understand how. Without thinking it says. Bravado. Lorde, you guys, listen to this fucking song. Amazing. What's your favorite recipe? My friend's husband has this amazing spaghetti sauce that I love to make. I will try to link it. And it's so a little labor intensive. I think it takes like 40 minutes to make. But it's so worth it and so delicious. It might not be 40 minutes, it might be less. But it's really, really good. Hey, so 25 minutes. It's a nice person down. It's definitely not bats. It's a resident juggle. Oh my god, Buzzcut Season is so good too. This whole album, you guys. I'm gonna cry about Lord. Everybody should listen to Lord. Love Lord. We get it, you vape fam. Oscar, why are you so grouchy? Or when your head got flame, it kissed your scalp and caressed your brain. Why must you inject 3 entire marijuana in a day? Because life is hard, buddy. That's why. It's okay. If she weighs the same as a duck, I hope not, to be a fat ass duck. Season anyway. Well, you left, baby, it's okay. Okay, sorry. I'll ask something more legitimate. What do you think of the stereotype that society has formed as regards to stoners, perhaps people that vape, about vaping? Only stereotype that I've heard about vaping is that if you vape, you're a douche, and I can see why that opinion has been made. Not even as someone that, like, vapes fucking nicotine with, like, actual mods and tanks and stuff, just someone that has a fucking herbal vape, I can see what happens, but, I think stereotypes are really fucking gross, and I think it's gross to just fucking classify a bunch of people, but just, like, one negative characteristic that you've seen in, like, maybe a few people, or maybe just one. Stereotypes are fucking disgusting, and I think the stereotype that society has on stoners is one that, you know, that has been unjustly given. So there's shitty people everywhere. Don't blame it on weed. There's lazy people everywhere. Don't blame it on the fucking weed. So yeah, that's my opinion. So 27:10. Nothing's wrong, but nothing's true. I live in a hollow. I can't fucking write numbers today, apparently. Smoke break. I entitled that smoke break. And it goes play. I'm gonna finish this bowl and then I'm gonna pack another. But I live in a... We're gonna listen to Taylor Swift off this bitch too, so if you don't fucking like Taylor Swift, get the fuck out of my face. I don't like her as a person, but I love her music. Cola with the burnout taste. My bong's name is Ultra, by the way, and she's very pretty and she hits like a champ. She's a small bitch, but she's a tough bitch. Or she's a good bitch. Not tough, because I think she would break easily. Other day, I was smuggling my guy friend, and I took a hit so big that I coughed and I burped at the same time. And it sounded like I was gonna throw up. And I thought it was hilarious, but yeah. And I had to cover the bong because I wanted to talk and there was still smoke coming out of it. That was a way bigger hit than I anticipated. Jesus Christ. Make believe it's a boobie. Okay, I'm gonna get my fucking... I have like this little thing full of sand. I dropped my fucking phone again. At least it wasn't my fucking tea, right? This little thing of sand that I like to dip my hempwick in. It's like a little ashtray because I have an ashtray. It's very pretty. It's from French Vineyard. I'm pretty sure my sister thrifted when she was in fucking high school. Anyway, like half the shit I own, it has been thrifted and owned by my sister at one point in my life. Anyway, this is like one of those glass containers that Motive candles usually come in. And it's full of sand. It's either full of sand from... No, I don't think this is sand from the lake. No, it's not. It's sand from the beach day I had with my best friend the day before my 21st birthday, I think. Yes, I think that is it. And, I usually, I thought I was gonna be smoking more joints. I smoke one joint and suddenly I think I'm going to be the joint queen. Like, I need to tone it down. Anyway, so I keep it by my windowsill because that's usually where I smoke. And now I just dip my hemp wick in it so it, like, puffs out. So I brought that back. I brought that over here. And I fucking dropped my phone for, like, the 90th time. So we're going to go to... I'm going to go to Ribs, I think, which is another Lorde song off Pure Heroin. It's one of my favorite songs. It makes me cry sometimes. It's, listen to this with good headphones and listen to Pure Heroin, you guys. It's so fucking good. Ugh, that bowl's not even done. Fuck me up the ass. God. I'm trying to look up another Lorde song that I can't remember the name of, just lyrics. I was gonna say something. I'm just gonna play like Lorde's greatest hits. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just gonna play my favorite songs off Pure Heroin, and the next one's amazing too. There's just some lines that are amazing. I don't know if you can hear any of it because it's so fucking loud. Well, because it's so loud all the time, and it's transferring in here. So yeah, you guys get to hear me ramble and like mess up my words and stuff. So you guys are getting the authentic growls experience, you know. So it's going to be one more Lorde song, and then I'm going to switch to Taylor Swift, and then probably Yeezus, and then maybe some stuff just off of YouTube. So yeah. My tea is cold. It is like 50 right now? 54? 55? Probably like 60. I put my fucking fluffy boots back on, though, because my feet get cold so fucking quickly. It's ridiculous. My outer extremities always get cold when I get home. My phalanges. I want it back. It's not enough to feel alive. You guys know that fucking David Bowie called Lorde the future of music. Well, he did. And I love David Bowie, so that's how those two things are related. Whew, almost had a heart attack. I thought this fucking thing stopped recording. Okay. One last song and that's it. Okay. smoke break over at 3450. Okay, so next person. It's Northern Eastern Exposure, and we're clonging in at 3510 because I'm the fucking worst. Northeastern Exposure, okay. Okay, this is going to be weird, but I knit too. What UFOs do you have, unfinished objects? I have, like, 4 scarves on needles right now. Like, I started them, and they're just... I have been knitting squares for this fucking blanket for, like, the past year, and I don't know if I'm going to be done by Christmas. I doubt it, unless I fucking don't sleep for, like, 2 weeks. God, I love this song. And it's No Better, by Lord. I have a hat on the needles that's been on the needles for like 2 years. Circular needles. And I have like a fucking infinity scarf that's on the needles too. A lot of scarves. A lot of scarves. I play tuba. Yo, what up, Low Brass? We out here. What's the best part of being a brass player? Do you think either of these skills have helped to make you a better lover? I'm thinking comfort with repetitive projects and lip buzzing here. Part of being a brass player, I don't know, my lung capacity was really, really good. I was a cross-country runner before I was a trombone player, so I was used to being bored and, you know, repetitive stuff. I don't know, I think the lung capacity helped with my head game, I guess. I've never buzzed my lips while giving a BJ, though. I should try that, right? Well, this will take you down. Now, because I am fucking pop trash. I will fight the bitch that says 1989 isn't a good album. Like, I will legit, like, you square up, you guys.
That's how you know I'm high. I'm talking about how much I love Taylor Swift.
Pick me up, no headlights. I love this song. Oh, I love so much of 1989. If you could be a superhero, who would it be and why? I think I would be... I'm gonna go with, like, not Wonder Woman. I don't think I'm as good as she is. I don't know. Can I go with, Black Widow? Can I? That's a thing, right? Black Widow's a superhero, right? Because, I mean, she had, like, a past, you know. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna go with Black Widow. I don't know. I think I'm gonna go with Black Widow because that's really dope. And to answer a future question that I'm gonna answer soon. Actually, this next person. I can throw knives, so yes, that's why I think I would be Black Widow. I'm gonna drink some fucking water, and no, it's gonna drink some more cold tea. I put honey in it, so. He can't keep his wild eyes on the road. Fuck. I really miss someone right now, you guys. This is an old friend. Like, fuck. Whatever. Okay, so 39:40. Shit, where's my pen? The next person! 39:50. Yeah.
Toaster Parade. Ever stab someone in the eyes with knitting needles? Do you want? Crossed out. Plan to? I wanted to a lot, but now I still very much want to. The urge does rise if someone interrupts me while I'm knitting, like if I'm in the zone. But, I don't plan on it. I do want to sometimes, but I have never. What gummy animal products / totems / etc. do you like and why? I really like the weird gummy animals, so like gummy sharks and gummy, like, I know the only thing most people think of are like gummy worms. So like if it's like weird, like gummy giraffes or gummy cats or whatever, like gummy dicks, man. Like I fucking, anything that's weird, I'll eat it. I really love sour watermelon gummies the most though, out of anything. Like I will suck dick if given a fountain of, like, I will suck the goddamn soul out of whoever's dick gives me a 5-pound bag of sour watermelon gummies. That's how much I love them. Have you ever pranked someone in authority? How did it go? I've not, so I'm sorry about that. I'm gonna take another heat. I love that Taylor Swift's best songs are written about Harry Styles. Like, love it. Oh my god, I'm dying. This crumble is something else, you guys. And the strain of this one is sunset sherbet and the herb. And I remember thinking, are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods? Yes, Taylor. Yes, bitch. Ooh, that's how you know I'm stoned. I'm talking about fucking Taylor, so I am loving T-Swift right now. Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? I love this fucking dramatic ass bitch. I love her. I do. I love Taylor Swift. I love the drama. I love everything. As someone who is would fucking die for Kanye West, I also love Taylor Swift, and it's just so difficult to reconcile the two, you know? It's not. I'm just a dramatic ass bitch.
Where the fuck was I? How are you as an artiste? Can you art well on paper? I don't know. I'm not even a functioning artiste. I'm really good at, like, doodles and abstract stuff and doodling on my arm and stuff, but on paper, no. I'm painting my longboard right now, and even that's going really badly. I bought some really bad paint, you guys, but I already bought it. It's very glittery, though. I don't know when the fuck I'm gonna finish it. I've started it, and I need to, like, go, I think I should go paint it later. Yeah, I'll go paint it in a bit. Jeez, I talked myself into it. I'm friends with a lot of talented people, but I can't art well on paper. When you started crying, baby, I did too. When the sun came up, I was looking at you. I walked out, setting you free. Oh my god, I love her. I love Taylor Swift so much. Oh my god, I have 6 messages from my best friend. I gotta check that in a bit. Whew. So no, not on paper. Are you with firearms? Never held a gun in my life, so. So yeah, how about melee weapons? Never held a melee weapon before, so I wouldn't know. Can you indeed gouge someone's eyes out with your knitting needles? You have someone in mind, Toaster Parade? You know, DM me their coordinates and I'll let you know. We can find this out together. So, at 4502. It's cool. Ooh, and it's this cute ass motherfucker. And you guys, he really is super cute. Better dead than dread. As a sweater aficionado and someone who believes his sweater collection is superior to all others. He sounds like he's bragging, but it's actually really cool, you guys. This AMA caught my eye. What? Almost dropped my fucking bong. People like me wanna believe you when they say you've changed. God, that's so bad. I am such a bad singer. All I know is that you drove us off the road. Seriously, all of her best songs on this album are written by Harry Styles. I love her. Her dramatic ass. Like, Jesus. You just feel things so strongly, Taylor. Like, you dated him for like 3 months. Oh my god, okay. What sorts of sweaters do you have? Are they crazy looking like mine? Have to show you them sometime, and he did. Mine is like more streetwear, functional stuff, I guess. Like overcoats and stuff. I don't know. I like to go for like, I don't know what I like to go for in my outfits. I like to look fresh, that's it. But lots of jackets, lots of like earth tones and blacks and stuff. Put me in the palm of your hand. Why'd you have to go and lock me out when I let you in? Oh, Taylor, you extra ass bitch. What sort of music are you into? Have you ever written music? I'm pretty much into anything. My musical philosophy is if it invokes any sort of emotional response, I like it, even if it's like a bad emotional response. You want it. So you guys are only gonna hear pop from me right now. Sorry. But Mount Goats is also one of my favorite bands. I don't know what you would call them besides amazing. I have a fucking huge crush on their current bassist, Peter Hughes, I think. I'm stoned, so I can't remember. And my sister took me as a Christmas present 2 years ago to see them, like the day before our brother's middle school graduation. And it was amazing, and I cried when they played This Year, which was their last song. And I was like, yeah. I looked amazing that day. Jesus, I should find that selfie from then. I looked great. So anything and everything, really. Steven is the kind of music I am into. Have I ever written music? No, but I've written lots of lyrics. But that doesn't count, I guess, so yeah. Have you ever done a collaboration with another GWAZ for either making music or audios? No, but keep your eyes peeled, ladies, because I'm... ladies that smoke, keep your eyes out. I fucking hate this song because it's so fucking terrible. My fucking god, Taylor, shut the fuck up. My god. Bitch, don't. This is also one of my favorite songs. I listened to this while it was raining and I smoked and I was like, this is the best thing ever. It felt like a rebirth, you guys. It's an amazing song. The point was, ladies that smoke, keep an eye out for another post. Do you like totally have the Valley Girl accent? Like, really? Like, oh my god, totally. I'm terribly sorry, I should listen to your audios to find out, but I'm lazy. And then he did, and then he was disappointed that I did not, so I did that accent for you. So, sorry. Would you like to go on a date with me? I saw the opportunity to ask and I went for it. Don't laugh, please. I replied to him, like, forever ago, and I would love to, but you live too far away from me, and I'm pretty sure you wouldn't like to go on a date. I don't think I'm your type, but I like that you asked. yeah. So 49-51. I didn't say anything for a while. sorry, I'm writing shit down. Okay, so, Penny for your top bot at 50-22. What's your trombone's name? Okay, so the trombone that I played in high school and I marched in the Rose Parade with, it was a Bach student model. I don't know what model number. And its name was Vic, after Victor Fuentes from Pierce the Veil, my favorite band. But the one that I have now, I haven't named, so I don't know. I'll think about it. I need to play it more often. It is a King 606, which is the model that I wanted in high school. And it's an older model, but my brother recently just acquired like a brand new King 606, and it's just there in the corner mocking me. So I don't have a trump name yet. This one doesn't have a name yet. What is the best part of GWA for you? The people. You guys are so nice and funny, and I don't know, you guys are really dope. Oh my god, I love when Taylor talks about that's such an extra ass fucking phrase. Like, 10 months sober, like, Taylor, you've never been addicted to anything in your life. Jesus Christ. You know what? I like the song better if I like to think that she's just talking about dick withdrawals. And that's what the song is about now. The hardest thing to bake? To toot my own horn here, I can pretty much bake anything. The hardest thing for me always is I can never get coffee cake topping good enough for me. You know, like, it's not spread out enough, or it's not enough, or it's like, I don't know. I've almost perfected it, but I'm just, that's the hardest thing to bake for me. And at 52-38. Next person, 52-53, Shameless James. Do you ever just sit and think about space? How big it is, how we can never know everything about it, how most of it is just empty space and we're but tiny specks of dust in comparison. Yes, and it has triggered many an existential crises, you know, the multiple of crisis. But, and then it, like, turns back around into, like, this weird zen about it, you know? Like, yeah, I'm gonna die, and I'm totally okay with that. So, yeah. I really like space. I have burned many an hour on Wikipedia reading about fucking moon landings or the ISS or fucking faraway galaxies, and it's awesome. What is your large meal protein of choice? Turkey, roast, ham, something different? My apologies if you are veg/vegan. No, but, you know, it happens every year. I tried to become a vegetarian. It did not work out. But that is over now. I really like... Do you get protein from... I don't know. Well, I was on a tofu kick for a really long time. I know it's that time of year, but I don't really like turkey unless it's, like, super thin. So, ham. Like, legit ham. So, yeah. Ham. I'm Liz Lemon. Somebody bring me some ham! I love 30 Rock. Why are farts so funny? We all know they are, even if none of us admit it. I think it's the element of surprise. You just never know when someone's gonna fart. And it's like, ha, 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 you know? So, that's what I think is that. Okay. I'm always terrified that this thing is gonna, like, stop recording and it's gonna be an hour of wasted material again. Okay. And then, Feisty LG, which I assume is the little girl. You can see with the lights on. Lights on. I just love Taylor Swift so freaking much. Oh, embarrassing. I'm such an embarrassing person. Okay, 5533. Oh, yay, I'm a lurker, kind of. I mean, to engage, but quickly lose my lady balls courage and become distracted. Yes, love that you said lady balls. Love it. Love it. You are queen. Okay, so I love dogs. What makes your furry body so awesome? I want Silly. Haha. Good, because he is silly. I love that he's very needy and that he smells, his paws smell of the finest of nachos. And his ears are so floppy and he's so dumb and he's so smart and he's just so much. Such a tiny little dog body, and I love it. He's just so sassy and amazing. He regularly runs into walls because he likes to look at me when he's walking in front of me. He's to make sure I'm following him, and sometimes he like just runs into the door because he just runs right into it. He's an idiot. He's a beautiful little idiot, and I love him. I love him so. I also love weed. Yay, a path like you. I have a small glass collection. Small because I subconsciously do not want nice things. Which is your preferred method of intake? I love my vape. But my bong is second best. Music is awesome! What are two of Growly's favorite albums? I must know. Okay. You're gonna get three. Collide with the Sky, Pierce the Veil, How Big, How Blue, How Beautiful by Florence the Machine, and Pure Heroin by Lorde. Thanks! Okay, so those are my albums. Okay, so 57, 21. And then there was this whole thing, and anyways, it's fine that you were late because I was super late too. Okay, and then the last person at 5739 is Tanuki Attack. When you say you're a Tinder user, are you using it to hook up? Oh, most def. I'm not looking for my next future husband, but it'd be great if he was on there. Okay, Cupid got really creepy. Really fast. So, back to Tinder I went. Not as much creeps, surprisingly. Or you can screen them out a little better. Anyway. So, yeah. We only got, like, halfway through Taylor. God damn it. So, I listened to a lot of boring pop today. I'm sorry, you guys. I should have listened to Rihanna or something. Or Leonard Cohen. Man. I've been singing Hallelujah, like, this whole week. Just a few lines here and there when I'm walking the dog or something. It's weird. So yeah, so that's my AMA, which after recording it like four times, I guess I whittled down most of this to less than an hour. So I hope you guys enjoyed, and you guys didn't ask me about my cacti garden, but I have 1, 2, 3. I bought some for my sister, and they like mingle together on our windowsill. So. 2, 3, 4. 5, 6. I have six, or I have six. I got lost in the Taylor Swift. I got lost in the beat. Fucking Max Martin knows his shit, you guys. I have six. Yes, I have six. And my sister has three. Cacti, and they're beautiful. Okay, let me try to name them. Okay, it's Moros, Padme, Buttercup, Bowie, Janos, Frida? I think that's all. Ooh, I feel like I'm missing one. Okay, those are their names, and they are super awesome. And I also have another dog. He is a family dog. He is fat, a mini pin, chihuahua mix. He snores a lot. It's adorable. He has this, like, vest sweater. And so I've been calling him Carlton these past few days. It's amazing. So I hope you guys have wonderful, wonderful days. And thank you for being so patient and for listening to an hour of me babbling. Okay. Bye.